It's been a bad week. I've been under the weather all week, as have some of my staff, and this has just topped it off, I think. It's hard because, you know, you all sort of have the last 20 minutes in your mind when we, to be fair, we lost our way. Last 20 minutes, I think we didn't manage the fact we was behind well enough, and literally 30 seconds before their goal, Bayo has a glaring opportunity to put us 2-1 up, and it's probably a different game then. You've got something to protect, and that's the fine lines in football. You know, the bit that wasn't good from us was when we went behind, how we handled going behind. We kind of lost our way, we lost our shape, we lost a little bit of discipline. And that's probably the worst part about it, but it's important not just to remember the last 25 minutes, because up until then, Bayo has a clear-cut chance, and you think there's nothing really between the teams. It's two evenly matched teams putting in an even performance, you know, and the last 20 minutes sort of told you a little bit of a different story.
Yeah, I mean, that Bayo miss really was a turning point. I thought he'd had a decent game up to that point.
Yeah, it wasn't much between it. You know, Richard's teams are always well organised. They're hard to break down. You know, you haven't got no right to come here and, you know, we've gone 7 games unbeaten to come here and roll teams over. It was a tight game. We knew that moments would make a difference. Obviously, we got off to a flyer. You know, their first goal was really, really poor. Stuff we do in training every day, and, you know, we haven't brought it to the game. And then the second goal, obviously, is really disappointing that someone can have a free header at a far post. And, you know, we've watched it again, and, you know, it's poor all round. But it's easy to get caught up in that last 25 minutes. When we were, I agree, we were poor that last 25 minutes. We lost our way, but up until then, that moment where Bayo misses is probably the moment where the game changes.
You scored after, what was it, less than 20 seconds. That can have quite an electrifying effect for the side, but I guess you've still got 89 minutes to play. It's concentration levels. It's easy to get carried away with an early goal.
Yeah, you know, you want to go and add a second. You know, you feel that you've got that momentum. Credit to them. They recovered from the setback and stuck in there. But again, letting them back in the game with the goal, right, it's a great finish from Quez, we know he's capable of that, but it's poor. You know, it's we don't win the first header, we're not dominant enough, with the fullbacks don't tuck round enough, and before you know it, it's a great finish. It's disappointing, but again, you know, the last 20 minutes of that game, we become really ill-disciplined and we lost our shape and we were poor. There's no doubt in that. But up until that 30 seconds where Bayo misses and they score, it really was a tight game that could have gone either way.